didn't. You saved the day. Good job.
You could come to all of our meetings.
All right. Yeah. All right. All right. So let's get started. Again, we are on the third item of our agenda, which is an action item, a proposed stipulation in the case in the matter of Dr. Refugio Rodriguez and Elizabeth Melendrez, which there was alleged money laundering and aiding and abetting in the money laundering. Do we need to hear public comment before Ms. Pickenpah gives context?
No, that's your choice, but you need to take public comment before you make a decision.
Of course. So, Ms. Pickenpah, maybe you can give us some background and context on the case.
Sure. As you already know, I'm Kirsten Pickenpah, and this is Senior Investigator Stephen Cohen. For the benefit of Commissioner Davis, I'd like to review a little bit of the procedural history in this matter. On September 13th, 2017, staff issued a public accusation charging Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez each with 25 counts of money laundering, arising out of the use of his personal funds to reimburse 25 friends and family members for contributions made to his campaign, his 2015 campaign for the Los Angeles Unified School District. On the same day, the LA County District Attorney's Office announced criminal charges against Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez arising out of the same campaign finance activity. In October 2017, the Ethics Commission met for their regular meeting and voted to send the matter to the Office of Administrative Hearings to appoint a hearing officer to handle preliminary issues and an evidentiary hearing. The case was originally scheduled for hearing in May. However, a continuance was granted to allow Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez to file a motion requesting a stay of the administrative proceedings while the criminal case was pending. There were briefs on the request and supplemental briefings filed between January and April, and the matter was recalendared for hearing in early August. On June 29th, staff entered into a tentative settlement agreement with Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez, and that brings us here to where we are today. This, as you see in the proposed stipulation, Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez have each agreed to admit to 25 counts of violating Charter Section 803J and have agreed to pay a proposed penalty of $100,000. Due to financial hardship, they did request that they be allowed to pay that penalty over a one-year period, and staff has reviewed relevant financial documents. We do believe that a payment plan would be appropriate under the circumstances, and we have received the first installment payment in the proposed schedule for that plan. We do recommend approval of the stipulation, and I'm happy to try to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Collin?
No.
Okay.
Could I interrupt very briefly? I'm sorry. Apparently, our teleconferencing location is having trouble hearing us, so if everybody would be very deliberate and talk into the microphones as much as possible, that would be great. Thank you.
Absolutely. So I just want to lift up a few key facts that I found before we hear from Mr. Sutton. In the timeline of this case and investigation, which I found pretty poignant and important. Dr. Rodriguez, when he filed, there were two other candidates already running, and so he felt as though he was at a disadvantage and went to a consultant friend or a campaign advisor who said that it would be detrimental to himself to lend money. So rather than lending his campaign money, he and his cousin asked his 25 friends to give to the campaign in varying amounts with the understanding that they would be reimbursed. That's correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so it was over the course of about 5 days that they collected all of those contributions. And then were people reimbursed before they filed within that period of time? So between 1223 and 1231, were they given money and immediately reimbursed, or do we know the timeline with which they were reimbursed?
I can't say whether or not the reimbursements occurred before the contributions or after, but it was in close proximity.
Okay. And following, when Dr. Rodriguez submitted his first campaign disclosure on the 12th of January in 2015, he was among ethics staff just 3 days later taking a mandatory training, and at no point did he request any consult or reach out to ethics to say, I might have done something suspect. I think I messed up.
He did not at any time near the training consult staff.
Okay. All right. Well, I think if you guys have nothing more to add, we can open it to public comment. And seeing that only Mr. Sutton is here, did you want to give public? Okay.
I think we may have some more questions afterwards, that would be fine. I think we should hear from Mr. Sutton. Do we know if Commissioner Campos can hear? Thank you.
Okay.
I can hear. Hi, everyone. It's Adeseli. Is this open? You open to question now? Right now?
Right now, we're asking Mr. Sutton to come forward, and then we will be opening for questions.
Okay. You have one question for when it's appropriate. Thank you.
You'll be the first. You'll be the first.
Okay. Great.
Good morning, commissioners. Good morning, staff. Jim Sutton, counsel for Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendrez. So want to let everyone know what happened in criminal court literally this morning. I actually ran over here. First of all, Dr. Rodriguez resigned from the school board this morning. That is public now, so that's probably all over the internet. In court, they entered into a guilty plea. One felony charge of conspiracy, 4 misdemeanor counts for the laundering. He agreed to 3 years of formal probation and 60 days of community service. And Ms. Melendrez also agreed to community service and probation, and the judge accepted that plea. Dr. Rodriguez wanted me to emphasize to you that he sincerely regrets his actions in December 2014. He certainly regrets involving his family and friends in these actions, and he also regrets that this has really distracted from his true commitment to helping the kids and improving their education in Los Angeles. We definitely want to thank Kirsten and Steve for their hard work to resolve this matter. Obviously, as you can appreciate, concurrent criminal proceedings make the timing and all of our work just that much more difficult, and Kristen and Steve were very diligent in getting this done. That the timing was very difficult to respond to. So the $100,000 proposed penalty is certainly a very significant penalty, especially when considered in light of the entire global settlement with the district attorney's office. So that is it. If you have any questions about what happened in court this morning or any other questions about the facts, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Sure. Can you, Commissioner Campos, is your question for Mr. Sutton or is it for staff?
Well, it could be for either, but I thought for staff. I was just curious why, as to the settlement being equal for both parties. And so just curious, would the payment be handled by both parties equally? And I'm just curious to know how it came about that ended up being an equal settlement for both, if that's what it is.
I don't know. This is Jim Sutton. I think global is probably the more accurate word than equal. It's one on the Ethics Commission side. It's the $100,000 stipulation would cover both Ms. Melendrez and Dr. Rodriguez. And the reason why we think that this is appropriate is Dr. Rodriguez, always from the very beginning, has accepted full responsibility for his actions, and to the extent that his cousin was involved in approaching the family members and then processing the reimbursements, he takes full responsibility and will pay, is paying, has paid, will pay that fine on behalf of his cousin.
Also, did you want to add something?
Yes, and if I might add, if for some reason the penalty is not paid, Dr. Rodriguez and Ms. Melendres are equally liable for the full amount of the penalty.
It also occurs to me that the matter that they jointly violated the charter, and when the case was opened, it was for both of them, so that the fine would be for both of them. Is that,
yes.
Is that accurate?
I think it's already been referred to that, of course, this was a long period of time from the original violations. Maybe you can speak a little bit to the coordination and the ability to work with the district attorney's office, because obviously looking at these penalties, I think we have to take into account the seriousness of the remedies that were obtained by the district attorney's office.
Yes, as Mr. Sutton has said, it was a very complicated process to have both of these cases proceeding forward at the same time. There were delays because of that. We did, however, work very closely with the district attorney's office, and I'd really like to thank Alan Yokelson, who's the head of the Public Integrity Division over there, and Deputy District Attorney Susan Sir, for really partnering on with us in trying to bring about this global resolution. It was not an easy process, and we may have tried their patience at times, but we look forward to working with them again.
I think the analysis for us was enormously helpful with the amount of detail that you had, and also the fact of the extraordinary cooperation between the staff of the Ethics Commission and the District Attorney's Office. And we, here, like in many other cases, we've had to balance how much the penalty should be. This was obviously a very severe violation, and this is a very severe penalty. We are looking at a global settlement that is quite severe, and obviously, as has already been mentioned by his counsel, a very sad day.
Yes.
You want to add anything?
I just have appreciation for your staff and the investigation and the analysis that was provided. It was wonderfully illuminative, and it's a very sad day.
Thank you, Commissioner Davis.
Commissioner Campos, is there anything else you'd like to add? All right.
No, thank you.
Okay. I want to say a few words. I know Dr. Rodriguez can't be here in the room, but you know, as Commissioner Orden said, this is a really severe case. This is, you know, this is a big number that we haven't, I mean, since I've been on the commission, we haven't fined anybody in this amount, and we haven't ever had a special meeting. So I think that speaks to just how significant this day is. As the product of LAUSD, as the daughter of two LAUSD teachers, as a sibling of an LAUSD teacher, and as the mother of a future LAUSD student and a longtime proponent of education equity, I think I find this personally offensive. And, you know, I think that it's really unfortunate because Dr. Rodriguez ran on this message of change and being outside the box. And so in doing what he did in laundering this money and convincing his family and friends to be a part of this, what he did was he diluted his message, and his message becomes lost. And I think in running on a message of change, it occurs to me that you know, sort of blaming an advisor for saying that for saying that an advisor said that it would be detrimental to his campaign to lend money, and so the obvious choice to be laundering strikes me as at best poor judgment, right? At worst, unethical and clearly illegal. And so, you know, for anybody who is listening, for Dr. Rodriguez, for Ms. Melendrez, when you're running for elected office, you're running to serve the public. And he was running to serve the most vulnerable members of our community, our kids, right? And so I think, again, that makes this act much more egregious. It sounds like, given everything that happened in court today in the DA's office and all of the coordination, that the right stipulation has been proposed. If there's no further comment or questions, I move to adopt the stipulation of the fine of $100,000.
I second.
I just have one additional comment in terms of the message to the greater community, which is that one of the things that the short time I've been on the commission that we've really attempted to advertise and to message to the community is that the Ethics Commission here is here to help as well. And the training of the Ethics Commission, the outreach, that's one of the most important things I think we can do, the counseling that we can do. And so that's particularly hurtful to hear that there had been this training and it still did not communicate to a candidate. So I hope that part of the message gets out too, that the Ethics Commission prefers not to have this type of a special hearing, prefers not to impose penalties, financial, prefers not to be in coordination with the district attorney for criminal prosecution. And the resources are here for the candidates, for the advisors to be able to comply with the law. And that is, I hope, the larger message that gets out.
Thank you. Now,
we should make sure that there's no public comment that's needed here or at the teleconference location. Commissioner Campos, are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this item?
There are not, and I would like to echo support for Commissioner Orden's statement about the education being there and the need for us as an ethics commission to really support our education program and bring attention to it, and this case really brings attention to the need. We did go and we did on our own, Commissioner Orden and I, in a prior, when we started around the same time, to check the trainings because we wanted just to review what folks are getting, and it's definitely in there about this process extremely explicitly, and so the staff is constantly encouraging folks to, you know, go to them and do more. And so I think as commissioners, we would really like to do more to support in that outreach and education. And no, there's no public comment here. Thank you.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, then we can vote.
Because we are having a teleconference meeting, the vote must be by roll call.
Okay. All right. First, Commissioner Campos. We're voting on whether or not to support the stipulation. I've moved, and I believe you seconded.
Yes.
So, is it an aye vote or a nay vote?
Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Orden?
Aye vote.
Okay. Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
And I also vote aye. All right. So it's unanimously passed. And thank you both.
And thanks again to the staff for the extraordinary work.
Yes, thank you. And I think we can, if there's nothing else, I think we can move to adjourn this meeting.
I will move to adjourn.
Second.
Great. All in favor? Oh, do I need to ask? Commissioner Campos?
Aye.
Commissioner Orden?
Aye.
Commissioner Davis?
Aye.
Aye. All right. So moved. Meeting adjourned at 10:31. Way to go, commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you.